You're listening to Encouraging Words to Give You Hope. This is a podcast with a mission to encourage the everyday believer to dive into the Word of God and make it the meditation of their heart. I'm your host, Hope D, or Hope Ann, the author and founder of Meditate Hope, and tune in every other Sunday as we discuss several different topics, dive into God's Word together, and encourage ourselves in the Lord. So sit back, grab your Bible, and take some notes as we meditate on the encouragement God gives us in His Word, one podcast episode at a time. Welcome back to another episode. And before we get into this week's episode, diving into week two of our Choose This Day series, just wanted to remind you that if you enjoy listening to this podcast and you haven't already, don't forget to leave a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. And I would just love to hear how this podcast has blessed you in your walk with Christ or encouraged you in any way. And not only does it encourage me, but it also helps the podcast grow and reach more people with the good news. So, with that being said, let's get into this week's podcast episode. So to start off today's episode, I have a question for you, which is, what's the first thing you do when your alarm goes off in the morning? For many of us, the first thing we do is grab our phones, get on social media, catch up on emails, or something else on our phones. But the real question is Jesus who you decide to put first in your day, or are you putting something else higher in priority above Him? I know we all have been there. We grab our phones first. We decide to move time with Jesus later. And sometimes later just keeps moving on to the next day. And the next day. And why is that? Well, when we really get to the heart of it, we will come to realize that it's because we have set up idols in our lives that have taken the place of God, who should be our number one priority always. And after choosing daily to serve the Lord, we then have to take another key step: clean up the idols in our lives. This week, as we dive into week two of our series, Choose This Day, we will be discussing what the Bible says about idols and how we can clean up the idols in our lives by doing some heart work together with Jesus while remembering His promises in His Word. So first, let's get into the true definition of an idol. The dictionary defines an idol as an image or representation of God used as an object of worship. Through a Christian lens, an idol is the worship of someone or something other than God as though it were God. And in our everyday lives, an idol can simply be defined as anything we put before God, also known as anything we put before our quiet time with God, prayer, and serving Him. So if it's something that takes the place of God being the priority in our lives, we should consider it as an idol. And with that being said, idols are not only what we may think of as a golden calf or person, but they can literally be anything we put before God, whether that's our phones, social media, YouTube, or anything else you personally may be putting before God. With knowing what an idol truly is, it also brings up the question, why do we sometimes go to idols instead of God? Here are two main reasons why I think we go to idols instead of God at times. The first reason I think we sometimes go to idols instead of God is because we can physically see our idols, well, most of them, and can't see God. We can often use the fact that we can't see God to justify our worship for the idols in our lives. When we look back at the children of Israel in Exodus 32, we see that they built a golden calf to worship while God spoke to Moses at Mount Sinai, giving him the Ten Commandments. They wanted a God they could quote-unquote see. And the second reason I think we sometimes go to idols instead of God, this one I think is more common among us, is because we believe the lie that Jesus is not enough for our lives, or cool enough, or will make us happy enough. But in both of these reasons, we have to remember that Jesus is enough. He was sufficient for our yesterday, is sufficient for our today, and will be sufficient for our tomorrow. Amid our weaknesses when we may fall short into worshiping the idols of our day, God's grace is sufficient. As it says in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.' Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." We have to remember each day that nothing will ever satisfy the God-sized hole in us that only God was meant to fill. Not social media or our phones or making money or anything in this world will ever satisfy us. Only Jesus. Though we may not, quote unquote, see God, we can live by faith, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, knowing that Jesus is trustworthy and faithful to provide every one of our needs, and we do not need idols to fill us up when we can put our wholehearted trust in the well that never runs dry. So let's get into a little bit of what the Bible says about idols. In the Old Testament, God clearly commanded the Israelites not to make any idols. Exodus 34 verse 17 gives it to us straight up, and it says, "Do not make any idols." And in Exodus 20, we find the familiar Ten Commandments God gave to Moses and the children of Israel. And the very first two commandments were this: 1, you shall not make any gods before me, and 2, you shall not make idols. It says in Exodus 20 verse 1 through 5, "And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents on the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but choosing to love 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." Now, out of any order God could present the Ten Commandments to his people, he chose these two to be the first ones up. So why are these the first two? This question came up in my mind as I was preparing for this blog and podcast episode. And I think God put these two commandments first because, one, it's the first step in following Jesus. If we say that we will have no other gods before the Lord, we are saying that we commit ourselves to him and we are choosing to serve him and him alone, just as we talked about in week one of this series. And number two, as followers of Jesus, we are to keep his commands. And the rest of his commands we find in the commands number 3 through 10. And if we love God, we will keep his commandments. Later in Deuteronomy 11 verse 1 it says, "Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his commandments always." And when Jesus was here on earth, he said in John 14 verse 23 through 24, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me." Loving God and keeping his commandments is like an if-then statement. If you love God, then you will keep his commandments. It can be hard to obey someone you don't like, appreciate, or respect. If a child loves his father or mother, he also respects them and will want to obey them. He wants to make his parents proud. And if we love God, we will want to keep his commandments. But though God commanded the Israelites not to make any idols, they still had their moments when they fell short. Psalm 106 verse 34 through 37 reflects back on what the Israelites did, and it says, "They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and adopted their customs. They worshipped their idols, which became snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and daughters to false gods." Often, though, we need to be reminded of God's commands, and that's precisely what we find in Deuteronomy chapter 13, when Moses reminds the new generation of Israelites that are about to enter the Promised Land of God's command not to worship idols. Today, we're going to take a quick look at Deuteronomy 13, and we won't go through every single verse, but we will dive into a few of its key points. Throughout this chapter, it repeatedly tells us that if people tell us to follow other gods, especially gods we do not know about, we must not listen to them. In this text, we see some of these people who may say this: prophets, found in verse 1, or a troublemaker, found in verse 13, or a brother or sister, or daughter or son, or wife, or husband, or even your closest friend, as it says in verse 6, says to follow or worship other gods we are not to. Why? The answer is simple. The Bible commands us not to. We often question why we face idols. When we really dive into this text, we see that, really, it's God testing us how deep our devotion and commitment is for him. He is testing us, trying to see if we are fully committed to Him or if we will follow the world's ways and forget about Him. It says in Deuteronomy 13, verse 3, "You must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord, your God, is testing you to find out whether you love Him with all your heart and with all your soul." But amid the temptation to worship idols, Deuteronomy 13, verse 5 reminds us to stay steadfast in our walk with the Lord, follow His commands, and serve Him with our whole heart. The verse says the following, "It is the Lord your God you must follow, and in Him you must revere. Keep His commands and obey Him, serve Him, and hold fast to Him." And finally, the last quick key point we find in Deuteronomy chapter 13 is that we are to completely destroy the idols in our lives and surrender them into God's hands, as it says in verse 15. We have to turn away from our fleshly desires and choose to serve the Lord with our whole heart. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 17, the end of verse 17 through verse 18, "Then the Lord will turn from His fierce anger, will show you mercy and have compassion on you. He will increase your numbers as He promised on oath to your ancestors, because you obey the Lord your God by keeping all His commandments that I am giving you today and doing what is right in His eyes." Though God gave the Israelites and us all of these commands and reminders over and over again in His word not to worship idols, we can often look at God's commands more as a burden rather than a blessing. Often we want to go through this life our way rather than God's way because God's way can be uncomfortable. But remember, we are not called to live a comfortable life. We are called to follow Jesus, obey His commands, and let our lives give Him glory, which is not always comfortable. God may call you to step out and do something for His kingdom that you've never done before, or be bold to share your faith with a non-believer. Or even in this case, as we talk about idols, God may be calling you to clean up the idols in your life that have been present, and you know they have been present. But you may be falling into the lie of the enemy telling you that, oh, it's not that bad, when really, as we continue to have those idols in our lives, we are falling deeper into sin. It can be uncomfortable to cut off the relationship with the idols in our lives because we have set them up as our number one desire when God calls us to get our priorities straight and choose to serve Him and pursue Him like He pursues us. And oftentimes, we want God to move in our lives, but we value our commitment to the idols we have set up in our lives more than we value our commitment to God. Idols in our lives will always lead us to foolishness and draw us deeper into sin. Idols never lead anyone to any good. Idols will always lead us to laziness and foolishness and make us look more like the world and less like Jesus. But idols also lead us back to the true source of it all and the only one we need, Jesus Christ. Though we may be deep in our sin, worshiping our own idols that have become our gods, God offers us forgiveness and a clean slate if we just come back home with a heart of repentance, ready to do the hard work. Today, we're going to get into three main steps we can put into action as we do the hard work in our everyday lives. And I want you to remember these three words that will guide us in these three steps. Return, renew, and restore. Number one, return to the Father. When the Israelites chose to commit themselves to the Lord and serve Him in Joshua chapter 24, Joshua said to the people in Joshua 24 verse 23, "Now then, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." The people replied to Joshua in verse 24 saying, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey Him." Once they chose to serve the Lord, they needed to throw away the foreign gods and the idols they had set up in their lives. They needed a complete change in direction, going from following their idols to yielding their hearts to the Lord and returning to the Lord their God, who delivered their people out of the hands of Egypt generations before. The first step in doing the hard work of cleaning up the idols in our lives is to return to the Lord. Despite our sin and the times when we mess up, His invitation to come to Him and accept His forgiveness is still on the table. Will you return back to your Heavenly Father today? Number two, renew a right spirit of repentance. Often, we can overlook the seriousness of sin and think that having these idols is not a big deal or it's not as bad as what that other person is doing, when the truth is, God judges all sin the same. All sin is sin in the eyes of God, and we will all have times when we fall short. But the question is, do we have a spirit of repentance willing to go before the Lord and confess that we have done wrong in His sight? In the Old Testament, we know King David as a man after God's own heart, who the Lord chose, and a man who pursued after God. But just like us, David was human. He had a fleshly nature and fell short. In Psalm 51, David has just committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he knows in his heart that he has done wrong and has wandered away from God. Psalm 51 is his prayer of repentance before the Lord. He cries out to the Lord in Psalm 51, verse 10 through 11, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me." In this psalm, we see David getting real and honest with God. He is coming clean. He thought he could get away with his sin, but now looking back, he sees that he has done wrong in the Lord's sight. He cries out to the Lord, asking to have mercy on him, cleanse him from his iniquity, and create in him a pure heart. David wandered away from the Lord, but he ran back into the Father's arms. The Lord offers that same forgiveness he offered to David to us today. When we fall short, God welcomes us back home every single time. He has been faithful through it all and never gave up on us. Though we are all broken people, God still offers the gift of forgiveness to us every single day, as 1 John 1 verse 9 tells us. Have you repented of the idols you have made a priority above God? Or in other words, have you repented and made that change in direction, getting on God's path and chasing after what He desires rather than what your flesh desires? Let us entirely destroy the idols in our lives and surrender them into God's hands, as Deuteronomy 13 tells us, knowing that God is there, ready to clothe us with mercy and compassion. And number 3, restore the joy of your salvation. After David prays for the Lord to create in him a pure heart and a steadfast spirit within him, he says this in verses 12 through 13 of Psalm 51. "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you." Ask yourself this question today. Are you losing sight of the joy of your salvation? Often we can lose sight of what a blessing it is to follow Jesus, and we can easily take God's gift of salvation for granted. May we never lose the joy of our salvation, but instead ask God to restore the joy of our salvation and create in us a willing spirit. I encourage you to just take a few moments today to stand in awe of God and His Word. How the Creator of the world wants to have a relationship with you and me, and despite our sinful nature and proneness to wander, He loves us so much and offers us His new mercies and grace every single day. Take time to praise God for what a gift it is to be able to read His Word and worship Him freely. When we choose to serve the Lord, there may be times when we fall into sin and put other things in priority over God, whether that's making money or our phones or even making busyness as an excuse that we can't put God first in our lives. But whenever there may come a time when we start to set up idols in our lives, may we right away clean up those idols. May we return to our Heavenly Father who is there with open arms, renew the right spirit of repentance and confess what we have been putting before God and accept God's forgiveness and restore the joy of our salvation and simply stand in awe of the God we serve and fall in love with Jesus again. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast episode. I pray that it encouraged you and brought you closer to God. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And if you enjoy listening to this podcast, don't forget to leave a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app. Or if you're listening on Spotify, you can also leave a rating there. Not only is it greatly appreciated, but it helps the podcast grow and helps spread the good news to more people. And for all the Meditate Hope links from the blog to the podcast and the Instagram, it's always linked in every episode's show notes. And with that, thanks for listening to this week's podcast episode and have a blessed day.